Okay, Chavis Alvavos, he brought down the famous Gemara. He said, you look in the Gemara. If you go through the Gemara, you see that the Tanoim and Amoraim were put such a main focus on Chavis Alvavos. Lekach nisbarer li. So we're on page Yud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines down. 10 lines down, after the Gemara in Brachas and after the Gemara in Avodah Zarah of Gemilas Chasodim. We talked about that Gemilas Chasodim is considered a Chovos Halvavos by the Chovos Halvavos. Lekach is barley. So once and for all it became clarified to me, Ki ikar ha-maisim shebehem nidrash esratzon Hashem, when you talk about even our actions that we want to find favor in the eyes of Hashem, Yisroel and Yisader, Mubusosim, they're based al Tor Halavavos, the Nikyon Hamatzpun. It's based on our Kavona. B'chozman Shenifsut, in other words, as we go through the Sefer Mitz Hashem, he talks about doing things for this Lishma, doing things because it's Ratzon Hashem, not doing things because people will then think highly of us, or people will, it's not because we care about what people will think of us. We're doing it lishma, to be matahar the lev. It's a tremendous avoda. He devotes Shar Yichud HaMaisa to that. It's a tremendous avoda to cleanse the heart, that you're doing things only because Hashem wants you to do them. So that's what they worked on, and they were into that, and they were living with Hashem. They just wanted to fulfill Hashem's will, and that was their singular goal. Toar halavavos, the nikyon hamatzpun, and that makes everything we do really dependent on the basis of chovos halavavos, which is what he's trying to say. The chozman shenifsa da hakavana, to the degree that our kavana, that includes everything. The reason we're doing it, what we intend to do by it, our motivation, all of those things, to the degree that they are flawed. Ein ha-maisim is kabul mufnei Hashem. Hashem it's a very scary thing, but he says this hundreds of times throughout the Sefer. Person can put on tefillin every day of his life, mamish every day. And then he comes up to Shemayim, and they show that, you know, where he put on tefillin, because, you know, he was kind of embarrassed not to put on tefillin. His neighbor will ask him, like, why weren't you in shul today? So, it's not an aveira, but he wasted, he squandered how there's such a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillin, and if the only reason he did it was by rote, or because he was embarrassed not to. And this can be done, you know, consciously. I'm sorry, subconsciously. A guy's mezuzah falls down off the door. You'll get around to putting it up, but you know, your neighbor's going to see that your mezuzah fell down. So you put it up quickly, because you don't want your neighbor to say, hey, where's your mezuzah? So, or doing things by rote, Mr. Sanosha Mulumada. To the degree that our kavana is flawed, our maisim are flawed. This is very scary. Even though we do a lot of mitzvahs, and we do them constantly, but Hashem checks out the kavana behind it. What's our motivation? What's our intention? How are we connecting to Him through the lathe, which is what he spent the previous few pages explaining, that that's the basis of everything that we do. He goes through a few psukim now to show this. We have a hadgosha, is even if you do a lot of mitzvahs, you know, gam kisarbu tfila, even if you intensify your tefillah, you do a lot of tefillah, you have a lot. Say tilim mamish, and any shomea yudechem domim ileyu. So that's maisa. So far he hasn't proven anything, because he said you're roitzchem. What do I care about your tefillahs? So what did he tell them to do? Rachatzu, cleanse yourselves. Hizaku, purify yourselves. So that's a lashon. The Chavis Halvavos is at least is learning in the pasuk that's the lashon of fix up your lathe, fix up where you're holding with jealousy, with caring about if the person's getting ahead of you, not caring about the other person so that you could get ahead. It's talking about murdering people, and you know, embarrassing someone publicly is also like murdering them. And you know, the push to get ahead sometimes comes at the expense of pushing another person down. So he understands in this pasuk that rachtzu hizaku refers to the kavana, and that's the lashon of hizaku, purify, would indeed be talking about mind and lev. And then hasiru ro'am alaleicha minegadenoi chidlu horeya. That's l'chayra what he wants to prove in the pasuk. The Omar, he has quoted this pasuk before. He karav elecha adover ma'od b'ficha u'belavavcha la'asoso. For Omar, t'nobini libcha li ve'enecha drachai titzorna. V'omru kadmonenu b'zeh yihafli libcha ve'enoch. If your lave, if your heart's in the right place, and einayim, I'm not quite sure what that signifies. I guess, I think it signifies in these psukim your goals, what you look forward to, where you're gazing at, what you want to accomplish. I know yoda da adili. Then you mind if your heart's good, you know. He really, the Chavis HaLovis, we learned in Sha'ar, I don't remember anymore if it was Avodas HaLokim or Yichud HaMaisa, where he describes, you know, he describes very vividly. I can't shake it out of my mind. Remember, he describes like we would say a kid in the street, you know, with an earring in his nose, with a nose ring, and body piercings all over. And he said that guy might be more precious in the eyes of Hashem than the guy in the shul who's davening and shaking and even learning, because Hashem's looking into the lave. Hashem's looking into the lave, and the guy in the street might have got himself out of bed after he got out of his drunken stupor from the night before and said Shema Yisrael, because he feels that connection. And the guy in shul is doing it by rote, because he did it yesterday and he'll do it tomorrow. So that's how Hashem judges things. He says, now of course, again, there's always the, in Shara Avodas Elokim, he has a long dissertation on, if all this is true, why is it so important, and why did Hashem structure the Torah with such a hakpada on Maisim? And if you don't do the Maisim, you're over a lav, and you're mevatel an aseh. And all the lave in the world is not going to get you into heaven if you deliberately, and I stress the word deliberately, because, you know, there's always the person that doesn't know, or the person that's not, was never taught, or we can't be judgmental, as the Chavis HaLovis himself says very strongly. But we're talking about a person that deliberately doesn't do. He says it's very important to do. So in Shaar Avodas HaLokim, he explains why the necessity for Chovos HaEvarim. If he's spending so much time on the Ikar, Chavis HaLovis, why did Hashem bother for? Like, so he explains how it's a stepping stone. And without the stepping stone, you'll never get the Chovos HaLovis. You might get the Chovos HaLovis as a burst of inspiration, but it's quickly going to dissipate, and it will have no lasting effect unless it's kosher to things that you do. So that he develops. That's what Shaar Avodas HaLokim is really all about. The interplay between... But it's only a stepping stone. He's very emphatic that the goal is the lave. That's everything else is just the way to get to that. But really, there goes the lave, and that's why he wrote the sefer. Chovos HaLovis. Omar HaKosef Lo Susuru Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Neichem. The Omar, the famous pasuk of Michos, everybody says it, or we read the Haftarah, or we think we know it. I think now it's a song already, so maybe now everybody knows it. B'mei Akadin Hashem Ikaf L'Lokei Marom. How will I find favor in Hashem's eyes? Maybe he doesn't bring down the rest of the pasuk. Ha'akadmenu ba'olol, should I bring him a lot of karbonos, etc., etc.? But, you know, the Navi, if you learn Navi, Nevi'im Achronim, so the Nevi'im are constantly screaming at Klal Yisrael that they think the karbonos are going to save them. So we read that, and we go, yeah, what a bunch of idiots. They think the karbonos are going to save them, ha 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 ha. But that's only because there was a Beis HaMikdash then, and karbonos were like, but we're the same way. The Navi would be screaming at us too. You think your tefillin are going to save you. You think your mitzvahs are going to save you. There's no lave. It's the same thing. The Navi's point is not the karbonos. The Navi's point is what he's saying here, that it's missing that connection to Hashem. And, you know, so he would have what to scream at us too. There's a lot to talk about the sociological trend towards chumras. There's a lot to talk, and if you're doing it for the right reason, it's a wonderful thing, and it should be encouraged. If a person is medactic b'mitzvahs because of yiras shamayim, you see, it's all totally in the lathe. You're doing it because of yiras shamayim. You're afraid your esrog might not be good, right? You're afraid that your tzitzis might not be good. You're afraid your tefillin might not be good. So you do this chumra and that chumra because of the lathe. So then that's great. That's fantastic. That shows, but it's because it's reflective of yiras shamayim. But then there's a, you know, but if it stays at that, that's like the Navi screaming about the carbon, right? If it stays at that, so then it's meaningless, it's ritual, and it doesn't please Hashem at all. For Oysa Chuvan, the answer, how to find favor in the eyes of Hashem, was something that we would roll our eyeballs at, if someone would tell it to us. Higid l'chad matov, that's the song now. I can't say. Uma Hashem Doresh Mimcha, Kim Asos Mishpot, to make sure there's justice in the world, Gavas Chesed, but Snei Aleches in Elokecha, like to make sure that you don't do things anonymously, don't do things that people should know about it. That's the sneers he's talking of here. That's what Hashem wants from you. Haskel V'Yodoa Osi. Now he goes back to primary Chovas Halvavos, and please be mindful me if you know that you don't find people spending time on the primary Chavis Halvavus, which the Chavis Halvavus talks about, and that is knowledge of Hashem, to appreciate Hashem, to study nature, to develop the idea that Hashem is one, that Hashem exists, which he does in his first Shar HaYichud, to develop logically and rationally with your mind, then Shar HaBechina is to appreciate all the chasodim Hashem does with us in nature and in our lives, in our bodies, in nature, and in how everything in the world works, to develop an appreciation of Hashem. So these are the primary chayyus halbavos. Before you get Tavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, or maybe Tavas Hashem, but before you get to Yiras Hashem and Avodas Hashem and all that, that's what he's saying here. The main mitzvah is to know Hashem. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. To be maimon b'Hashem means to know Hashem. To know, that's what he owes. To know, to appreciate, to develop an idea of how Hashem works. You know, you say so to speak, but to develop an idea of Hashem's midos, how he runs the world, how the meaning of his existence to the degree that we're capable of understanding that. Uber Chuvazu, this is what he says. So what's the answer in Yirmiyo? Eliyasal Hamisal Bahavanoso Osi. See, we read this, we don't know. Most people don't get past because they don't know. But they don't get past like probably a 10-year-old's conception of Hashem. There's this great big force in the universe that's, you know, sort of like Superman, you know, he can do whatever he wants. And he can read your mind, and he knows everything, and that's it. You know, we don't get past that. That, you know, my 10-year-old says that also. He knows that also. But he says that's the ikka. That's the chavis halavos. You have to develop that type of knowledge. Mitoch histaklus hanevron, to study nature, to study the nature of nature, to study the complexity of nature, to study how, you know, the amazing things that go on, and to study the midos of Hashem. You know the Toma Dvorah? Everybody learns Toma Dvorah at one point in their lives, sort of like Maseches Brachos, you know. So the Toma Dvorah goes through Hashem's midos and shows how we could emulate those midos. That's what the Sefer is based on, to emulate the Yud Gimel midos of Hashem. Anyway, he says the midos imasai, learning from Hashem's actions, studying how Hashem reacts, so to speak. Hashem doesn't react really, but how Hashem acts. You know, al yichopi v'chachmosi v'chol apsukim sheivesi rayos al chomer, on the chomer, the importance, the chumrah, the heaviness, the importance of chiyuv mitzvos halavavos umosrei hanefashos. Okay, stop here.